Buddy, and welcome to the Network Love of Christian Psychics. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen. Hi, I'll try this again. My name is Ellen. I am your host. We have a great show for you. We have a lot of callers, and right now I want to introduce my co-host, Cammie. Cammie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Wow, we have a great show. Before we get started, I want to apologize for last week. I knew we were going to, I had a feeling we were going to get knocked off the air by the storm we were having in Florida. I was right. Poor Cammie was like, what? Sorry about that. And I couldn't get back on because the phone line died. So sorry for all that. We're going to get to everybody tonight. And I hope the people who are kind of knocked off have called back. We want to talk to you. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about something. I had an interesting, thing happen where we were talking about God's love and God's forgiveness. And one of, the callers had a question if God really forgives or they're just bound to hell for doing something. What I told her is hatred and denial of forgiveness, that's all human, mortal emotions, not divine. God loves us. He's our Father. We can go to Him. If we did commit what we thought is a transgression, we can ask for forgiveness and we'll receive it. Is that right, Cammie?
Yeah, you're right. He does forgive. He always does, and you only have to ask.
Right. And a lot of times we're harder on ourselves than we are, than other people are on us. So with the spirit of forgiveness and love, do you want to go to our first caller?
Okay.
Here we go. The first caller is 11111. Are you there? Okay. Let's try the next one. Our next caller is area code 201-864. 201, are you there? Oh, maybe if I unmuted her. 201-864, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rose from Jersey.
Hey, Rose from Jersey. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah. What do you see for me with regards to the romance department?
Cammie?
Right now, I'm not picking up on anything, to be quite honest. I'm not picking up on anything that's really going on right now. I see it has been somewhat disappointing in the romance department.
Yes.
All right. So you're wanting me to look at a future romance for you?
Yes.
All right, I will focus on that. I feel around February, March is going to be a good time for you to focus on romance. I do see someone of significance coming into your life. I do see it's going to be someone that you're going to be more compatible with. I feel some of your choices in the past in the romance haven't always been the best. And they've not always treated you kindly, whereas this person is going to be really nice for you.
Wonderful. Do you see someone from my past getting in contact with me?
No, I feel this is new. I feel this is totally a new person. This is someone totally new. I'm getting them closer to March than February, but they're totally new, and they really, as I said, they're going to be compatible with you. They're going to treat you right, and this is important.
Yes.
Because you haven't always been treated right in your past, not at all. Mm-hmm. People have taken advantage of you in relationships, and you've been hurt, and that's not right.
Right.
What I was seeing is when I first tuned in, so to speak, I saw like a trip and fall. not literally, but the stumbling with the romance department. I think one of the things is that you don't build a foundation. You jump really fast, and you give everything you've got, which is good. But you need to get something going before you commit. And that's something you don't always do, Rose.
What, commit?
No. Build a foundation.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You know, you gotta get some substance there. You need to find out more about the person before you commit. Like, you know, who they are, you know, what... It's just like you want a relationship so badly, you take anything that comes down the pike. And we know that you're...
True. I've been single for a few years. I haven't been with anyone, so...
But you're going through
pretty...
that... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rose. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm really picky, and I am looking for someone right. I don't want any repeats like from the past.
Mm-mm.
But I don't go into a relationship that easily. It takes me a long time.
Somebody was jumping because you're not building a foundation, and that's what you need to do a little bit more.
Okay.
Is what I'm feeling. But I'm also... feeling about what Cammy feels. I feel mine, the entrance around Valentine's Day, that week of Valentine's.
Wow.
And that's what I'm kind of, at least the introduction.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So it's going to be good. Just make sure you get everything in a row. I know you've been really hurt, that I can definitely feel, but.
Yeah, my last relationship, I really got hurt. But I have to get over that and move on.
Right. It's good to release that, because if you hold on to it, it's not really good for you and other people. People kind of laugh at me when I tell them this, but if you're holding on to a hurt or a person longer, other people can kind of feel that you're not available.
Yeah.
They may not be able to say, oh, this is why you're not available, but they don't feel you're really into them.
And
you don't want to do that.
Right. Okay.
So we're doing good on the we'll be doing better on the romance thing.
Mm. Okay.
So we answered your question tonight?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Please hang on and listen to the rest of our show.
Okay.
All right. Good night, Rose.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, well, we're doing the relationship thing tonight. Let's see what our next caller is. 111. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay, how are you?
I'm good. I missed your show a couple times. I forget the time, and I know it's on. I look at it in the morning, and then I forget. But my question is, you know, I'm still what you called about Adam, and... I know he's going through his things, and I know it's going to work out. But is it all right if I say to him, we don't see each other on weekend, we only see during the week, you know, at the AA meeting. Would it be all right if I just, and I'm not expecting an answer back, but I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning, seeing your face on Monday morning. Is that a bad thing to do? And I'm not expecting an answer.
No, it's just that I think with sometimes when people are going through a lot like you and he are going through, sometimes relationships are kind of falling by the wayside. And I think that you really need to give him slack to get him.
What do you mean?
You know,
slack.
To I mean, let me put it this way. He needs. I mean.
You know, one thing I've been doing, I'll tell you. One thing I've been doing is the last week is I've been talking to a gay guy there. We're talking, you know, I chair a lot of meetings, okay, and I was talking to him, and we get along good. You know, we're just friends, but he sees that. So is I should just let it be that way and not say anything tomorrow?
Well, for right now. Well, for now, I can say hello, good morning, how are you?
Oh, I always say that.
But
I always say that. I'm not playing, you know, snobby or something. No, I always say good morning to him, so I should just leave it at that.
Right, just for now. I feel that he's holding back a little bit. Tammy, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Now's not the time for relationships. It's just to focus on what you have to do, you know. It's difficult for both of you. So, I think it would just be a good thing to focus on that rather than trying to have a relationship at this stage.
And let him move forward in doing that, right?
Yeah, let him move forward. Let him do the moving forward, yes.
Yeah, okay. I sort of felt that, and I knew I talked to you before, and I just love the show, and you're very good at what you do, so I knew.
Thank you.
I called in at somebody else's show, and I said, nah, I don't think this is going to, this isn't the people to talk to, and then I came across, and I said, God, I didn't miss them today. Thank you. Anyway, so thank you very much, okay? I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know.
I will.
What's going on, because we always want to hear from our callers.
Let
us know how our ratings go.
I like the way you answer, you know, and how you talk about things, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're so welcome.
All right. See you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hang on for the rest of our show.
I will.
Well, hi, everyone. We are the Network of Christian Psychics. We're 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're with Ellen and Cammie. And, Cammie, you ready for your next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Hi, 609-743, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jackie.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, could you just repeat that? You sound a little garbled.
Oh, my name is Jackie.
Jackie, there you go. Jackie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, another Jersey. Wow, we got a lot of Jersey in here. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I have three questions for you.
Okay.
I'm going to start with, I'm applying.
Jackie, you need to forgive us. We are really losing you. Can you?
Yeah, I can't, yeah.
I can't hear her.
Can you hear
Jackie,
me now?
Yes, we can. Can you hear Kim?
Yeah, I heard I am applying and that's all.
Okay, let's try again.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I'm trying to apply for, I don't know if you remember, Tammy, but I'm the lady who I had called one time over a suspension. I'd hit this guy on the head. I wanted to
give
you feedback.
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got my job back, just like you said.
I told you'd get a job. Back. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, so I'm just giving you that feedback to start with. Thank you.
Awesome.
So when that happened, I decided that happened about 2 weeks ago. So because I've finished up with my graduate degree, I'm thinking of applying for an internship in the deputy CEO's office. And one of my friends who works there in the office section feels that it could really work. So I want to know if I'm applying for a paid or unpaid internship. Am I going to get it? That's my first question.
Okay.
Because I had a dream yesterday. Sorry, I had a dream yesterday night that I got the job. The internship.
Well, okay. I can tell you now, you're one of the two top applicants for the job. Okay. There's going to be someone else with you. You're going to be one of the two top applicants, and I do believe that you're going to do better than the other applicant, but you're not going to be the only applicant. You're going to be more than one applicant applying for the job, and there's two going to be chosen, and you're going to be one of the two chosen.
Okay.
But
when
I do believe you will get
through?
The job.
The internship that I'm applying for? Okay.
Yeah, it won't be until next year. It's not this year. This year's almost over. It won't be until next year.
I think I agree with that. Okay. And then number two is I'm trying to travel in December, but already my director says I can't travel unless I want to travel next week, but it's not working for me because I wasn't suspended then. And I need to be out of the country to see my children. And she can just be so stubborn, you know, and I don't want to get into it. If I'm not going to get it, then I can as well just decide to go in January. Then, you know, coming off from having been away for about 2 months, you know, you don't want to start working and having somebody argue with, you know. I just rather, look, if it's going to take this kind of argument to get the off days, then, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't want to fight with anybody.
I do believe you're going to travel. I will tell you, you're going to travel, but I don't exactly think it's going to be when you want to go. Because you've just got back to work. I think there's going to be a bit delay in your travel plans.
Okay.
See, when you're talking about...
I think it's just best that... Sorry?
So, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm saying it's best I just then travel in January than December because they want me to work.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be better to travel in January because... You've only got your job back, and you don't want to upset things.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no. Just go with what the, you know, travel in January. It's not that much later, and your children will understand, you know. So, yeah, travel in January.
Okay.
So I was saying, when I was saying with your job, actually, I see exactly what Cammie sees, but I see it a little stronger, like you are going to get it. And it's going to be a good opportunity. You're traveling. Yeah, I was seeing January, too. I didn't see December.
Okay.
It was just
I'll just delay it, so I just don't ruffle any feathers with them, you know.
No, you don't want to ruffle feathers. No.
Okay. And the last question.
Okay.
Yes. Is there anything you see romantically?
Romantic. Yeah, actually, I was seeing more like in around a few weeks. That's when the ball's going to start rolling. But I see manifestation around December. It's going to be somebody new because sometimes people go backwards. A lot of people do because it's comfortable to go back to somebody or to go with somebody you already know. But with you, I see like a really good clean start. It's like a whole new slate coming.
Okay,
a whole new beginning.
Somebody told me that it could be like a Spanish guy, but I didn't want to believe it. You know, someone told me a new beginning, like you say.
All right, but something new and fresh.
I
want to
believe them.
Why? New beginnings are good.
No, I like new beginnings. I think my fear is not necessarily the new beginning. My fear is I feel that I've been out so long, you know, and I'm like, I have two kids, two small girls, and I'm like, should I just, you know, kill the romance story and just move on with my life, you know? You get to a point where you feel like it's not happening the way you desire. So the years
nothing normally does. Everything happens in God's time and God's way. I mean, believe me, I know a lot of things I would like to have differently right now, but we can't rush them. We can't force them. Only God will decide, and God does this. I know it's annoying, but... Yeah. Every time, but it was really interesting, though. I'll say, I found out through my own personal experience and my clients, if you really force an issue, you may get what you want. But believe me when I tell you, it will turn around and correct itself.
Oh my God!
Not in a bad way. No. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that if let's say I want to, don't let my husband hear me say this. Let's say that I'm not married and want this guy. It's happened to me before. I really want this guy, did everything I could to get him. And then when I got mm-hmm. him, it wasn't what I expected. And I was better off leaving him alone. Do you know what I'm saying, Jackie?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So this really happens in the smooth flow of things. Goes back to, if it's not meant to be, it's not going to be. Cammie?
It's a thing. Be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do feel you're going to have romance, and the man that's coming towards you will be good. And at one point, your children will be around you, and it will all work out for you. Your children aren't going to be separated from you for a very long time. I do feel that sooner rather than later, you're going to have your children around you.
Actually, Tammy, you've really picked on it, because that is really what is bothering me, and that is why I really wanted to travel. And that has really been my problem, because I really want them to be here with me. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's getting to a point where my brother, who is taking care of them, is asking me to choose between staying here in America and going back.
Have you applied to bring your children in yet?
Yes, I applied, and just last week I sent the requirements they requested. So it's just a waiting game for me. I've just been waiting
I see you'll eventually have them with you. And it's not going to be as long as you imagine, because you are able to take care of them and everything. So I do feel you're going to have your children with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that is the real key thing, even for mm-hmm. looking for this internship, because I want them to come and I'm able to maintain one job, you know.
Yeah, you are.
So I could,
Right. And it's going to be a better life for them, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. That one is really, I'm really grateful you picked on that.
All right. You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you. God bless you both.
And you too.
Thank you, Jackie.
Bye.
Wow. That was a great reading. Now, mm-hmm. remember, Cammie and I are both available for private readings at the Network of Christian Psychics. Mm-hmm. Cammie, are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have area code 570-905-570. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Carrie and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Did you say Karen?
Carrie,
forgive me.
Carrie.
Oh,
like
Terry.
Teresa the Terry.
Carrie from Pennsylvania.
Yes, okay. You're welcome to Pennsylvania. I have a relationship question. I'm a widow for the past 2 years. I was with my husband many, many years before he passed. And I'm in a new relationship with the man now, and we're moving forward. But I don't know, is it because I was with one man for such a long time? I'm like a little nervous.
Okay.
About the relationship. What could you pick up for me?
Well, I was picking up is that the reason why you're nervous is totally understandable. You're used to a guy you've been with for so many years, and you're starting all over again, which mm-hmm. we get. It's just that you're barking puppy.
The dog. I'm going to go in the other room. So.
That's okay. I think I have three of them, so don't worry about it. And believe me, one day they're going to start.
Boxers.
I got a boxer, a boxer mix, a lab mix, and a retriever mix.
Wow.
I know, right? and three cats. But what I was saying is that you're getting into a new relationship and you're setting, and you got to kind of start from the beginning, which is not necessarily a bad thing, because you need to really focus on what you want, because you know what you don't want.
Right.
And it's going to be a little, I see success that you are going to have that relationship, But also, right,
me, you know, like I said, I guess it's just me, maybe my anxieties, you know.
It could be a little bit. Also, you still love your husband, which I get, too. But we were talking earlier about if you can kind of change that to being open to a new relationship, because there's nothing wrong with that. And the, what you can do is try to refocus that, because if you do, I can see a really good relationship coming in.
Well, I've been sort of, you know, trying to do that. Like, he works quite a distance from where I live, and there's times I'm disappointed that I don't see him. But, you know, maybe it's given me time to really find myself, too.
Exactly. And also, you can look for somebody closer to your area, too. I mean, there's lots and lots of possibilities.
Well, and I've been with him for a year and a half, and, you know, we've been looking at buying properties and different things, so I don't really want to look for anybody else. I just, you know, I'm just nervous about their situation and just wanted to see what you could pick up, that's all.
I just don't, can you give me his name, first name or initials or something?
His first name is Lance.
Lance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see hesitation all around. I just don't know if this guy is the one.
Okay.
Cammie, what are you thinking on this?
Okay, I'm looking at him. I don't get that he's a bad person. I don't pick that up at all. I do believe he's sincere in what he wants. However, I'm not sure. He's not a bad person, and I'm not getting that at all. But there's just something that's not fitting in the puzzle, and that I'm having a hard time with. It's like the puzzle's missing a piece. And
exactly.
Like
a hesitation, kind of. But
yeah,
you know, that's what I was
thinking.
But
he's not bad. It's not bad. If she was to move forward with him, it wouldn't end in disaster. It's just a piece of the puzzle missing.
Yeah, but I just don't know about the puzzle that's missing. Is that going to be a real important thing? Because personally, I think it's a lot of hesitation more than is anything else on his
part
and yours.
It's hesitation on her part as well. It is on her part as well, because she's the one who's more hesitant because she's the one who's lost the most. And there's always a hesitation when you've lost someone whether to move on and that. I don't see it I don't see him as a bad man. If she wants to move on, it would be good. But she needs to ask herself the question, does she love him or is she in love with him? Because there's a very big difference. Because you can love anybody, but you have to be in love with someone to be happy with someone. And that's the question she needs to ask herself.
Great. Terry, what do you think of all that?
I think she's true. Yeah, what she says. Someone else had asked me that. I was going for counseling like after my husband passed and I had met him then, and they asked me if I the same question, and they said, you know, look into your heart, and they asked me if I loved him or was I in love with him, and I would say I am in love with him. It's a different love.
Then you
have
your answer. And your husband approves of this. You know that.
Yes, yes.
He's happy that you found someone. He's happy that you found someone. He didn't want you to live on your own. He didn't want you to go through life lonely.
Right.
He's in total approval of it.
You helped me answer my own question. Thank you very much. I will... Oh, you know, it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. I know it's going to take a few months down the road, but maybe I'll just be easy, breathe easy by then and just accept it and, you know, move
exactly.
on. But thank you. Thank you. That was a very good reading. Thank you. And
you're
I'll
welcome.
Have to let you know. Bye-bye.
All right. Keep in touch. Thanks. Bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. I knew there was a hesitation on there. I just, you know, it was like, it was her, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, our next caller is 609-748-609. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Desiree, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Another Jersey. Was this everything only broadcasting in Jersey? What can we? What's your question tonight, Desiree?
Just a general reading, more about the financial.
Okay. Hmm. Let me look here. What I'm seeing is I see the financials are like, well, down. But I'm seeing, are you looking for a new job right now?
No, actually, I'm disabled.
Are you looking, right, but you see, are you looking for something you can do in your in your scope? Because there are things that, because I'm feeling an upswing.
Oh, that's but good. I'm trying, you know, trying to think of something I could do to make extra money, you know, without.
A lot of times they have, like, jewelry you can make at home and stuff like that. Because I'm feeling an upswing. It's like going to shoot up. So I'm thinking you're going to be looking for something in that arena, what you can do when you're home.
Yeah.
And help you out a little bit or work within your scope, so to speak. But, let's see. Cammie?
Have you applied recently for help from a resource center?
No.
Because I'm seeing someone from a, some like a, some finance resource place is going to be able to help you, but they're going to ease a burden of yours. I'm not sure what they're going to ease, but they're going to ease something around you. I see them taking a load off you, so it's going to be help you financially. There's definitely help coming, and I know you're going to find this place within the next 3 weeks.
Because a lot of times these places, they also have resources where they can tell you if there's, like, work at, I mean, good work-at-home jobs. I mean, we've all seen that stuff on the computer, work at home, make $7,000 a week or whatever.
Yeah.
But these people can point you, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So these people can point you in the right direction and will help you find something you can do that's suitable at home.
Okay.
And that's going to help you upswing, because I feel an upswing in your finances.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, because I've been sick and I got doctor bills and all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, so we're going to work on that. But what about, are you seeing somebody? Or
no.
Not? Because I'm feeling a love. I feel like a love vibe here.
I lost my husband a couple years ago.
You did what? I'm sorry?
I lost my husband a couple years ago, so.
Oh, sorry. Maybe it's a time to see what you can do about, you know, joining some social venues like the what Cammie was talking about earlier. Maybe they can help you meet other people too. Not necessarily to have a relationship, but at least to get out more and, you know,
yeah, so
take
you
the edge off
a relationship in the next couple months or
possibly, depending on how you work this. Because if you don't get out there to work, it's not going to, you know, but if you do, I'm feeling something moving towards that, Cammie, what are you getting that?
Yeah, it's, she's got to get out more. She's not getting out as much as she should. And she needs to get out more because, when she gets out, she's going to find what she's looking for. It's not to be found in the house. She's definitely got to get out more. She's got to learn, got to socialize more. And I do feel this resource center is going to put her in touch with people like herself and people that can help her.
Yeah, that's why it all goes back to the center, because that way you can meet people. They'll give you resources. They'll give you names of businesses or churches. If you go to church or whatever you do for an active club, you'll be able to get a little bit more out there, because people, unfortunately, people don't come knocking at one door going, "Hey, I'm your relationship." You know?
Well, I don't get
Believe
out.
Believe me, I try that.
Yeah. I don't get out at all.
See what you can do to change that a little bit. There's, you know, sometimes they have buses and vans that people drive to pick people up to go places.
Yeah.
See what you can go. But I think Cammie's right about the resource center.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, thank you very much, and you both have a wonderful day. Night.
You too.
Whatever.
Bye. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Wow, you know, I really felt that love vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how cool. But, you know,
yeah.
I was also learning about a lot of people are calling me about Halloween. And people are a little nervous about it for some reason this year. But, you know.
Why?
It's just. I don't know. People are just,
as long as they don't do
Halloween.
Stupid things on Halloween, they could. But if they go doing, looking for future husbands in mirrors and candles and things, then they're not good. And a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and Cammie and I can't stress enough what not to do. I mean, I've said this before, personally, we don't mind the extra business, but, you know, some of these things that people pull through are nasty. So we really discourage that type of thing. And no, Ouija boards are not just games.
No,
Go ahead. Don't.
They open a portal to the other side. And you're not bringing in grandma or auntie or someone. You're bringing in a stranger, and you don't know where that stranger's been. So, yeah, you got your hands full if you open that portal. It's
and,
not a good thing at all.
No, it's not, because the kind of spirits or guardians and guides you want are not found on a Ouija board.
No.
You know,
the ones you find on the Ouija board are evil. They're not good.
Exactly. And the thing is, what's really interesting is that I met some kids, I guess, when I was shopping. We went to one of the shops that only the teenagers go, but I wanted a certain shirt. And they were talking about Ouija boards and how they couldn't wait to get one. And I'm like, okay, here's my card. Let me know when we get something you can't handle. They looked at me like I was the one who was nuts. Like,
yeah, they don't realize
that.
You don't open that. You open the portal, but it doesn't always come at you right away. It might take a day, it might take a month, a year, but it will come at you. So you need to be careful.
And these things use you. You don't use them. As I've seen things, people are like, well, I was on the internet. I'm like, oh, no. So it's not good to have people. I mean, I know things look cool. I mean, you read this or summon that or whatever, and they go, oh, yeah, it's a great thing. No, it's not. It may start off to be cool, or it may start off to be fun. It may start off to be, hey, look what I can do. But I think I should quote Jurassic Park on this one, the movie Jurassic Park. It's not that you can't. The question is, you shouldn't.
Yeah, it is that. It is that. So the whole thing with the Ouija board is, people have this expectation that you can communicate with spirits. Yes, you can probably, but the whole thing is you need to remember you don't know which spirit you're communicating with, and it's always got a side effect. And they don't put that on the box.
They don't warn you about that.
No.
They also don't warn you.
They make it sound like it's very cool. Yeah, it's cool when the glass moves around on its own. But you've got to figure out that's not good energy, because why is the glass moving around on its own?
Yeah, I mean, if something can move around on its own, then it's pretty strong. You really don't want it moving around on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't want this to happen because it is not good. And we just can't stress that enough, especially with Halloween coming up. It's just people are getting more and more brave with the things they're finding on movies. And I'll be honest with you all, I love those movies. I watch all those horror movies. I love them. But doesn't mean mm-hmm. I'm going to start whipping out, trying to find a book on ABC and whipping it out and trying it.
Mm-mm. No,
I mean, it looks
you don't. You don't do that at all.
Mm-mm. So we really want to warn everybody away from that because you do not want the consequence.
Yeah, and the consequences are more than what you can handle.
Absolutely.
It's just like going to go to a graveyard and not really have a reason for being in the graveyard. You don't know who's coming home with you.
Exactly. Unless
and
you're
they
there
do
to...
come home with you. They do come home with you.
Yeah, and what you need to do is just, you know, you have your intent to... A lot of people will lay wreaths on gravestones. That's fine, but you need a purpose. And we all want to be real careful about thinking, oh, nothing's going to happen if I do ABC. You don't know. And one thing I found out is that some people, even a lot of our callers, are way more powerful than they think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And people
mm-hmm.
just don't know their potential, and wham. Mm-hmm. So we want to discourage that. Are you ready for our next phone call?
Yes, I am.
All right. Our next call is 773-280-773. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. What's your name and where are you
Hello?
Calling from?
I'm Flo. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Flor.
Flor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago. Okay. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm concerned about... a man that I'm interested. I don't know. Well, there's been a lot of flirting between us, but I don't know. Is there something there?
Can you give us his first name or initials?
John.
John. Fleur and John. Cammy, what do your angels tell you about Fleur and John?
Oh. It's not really strong. It's. I don't see it as a relationship. I just see it as not as a significant relationship. I'm not getting that at all. It's too shallow to be that.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but I'll tell you a thing as I see it. I don't see it as a significant relationship.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't mean... You can't foster it a little bit, but I think you're going. I think personally, I think you're going to be better off going a different way. We're
mm-hmm.
not saying that this guy is a horrible human being. Dump him and run, and not necessarily in that order. But we're just not seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally believe that you need to kind of branch out a little bit
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
see with other interest. Go ahead, Cammy.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him. I just don't see it as a significant relationship. But it's like she's almost wasting her time. You know, she can move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's better people out there that do want a relationship. This man's not really wanting a relationship.
And the thing is, not really with just you. I don't feel him with anybody. He's just not at that point where he really wants a relationship. He doesn't mind you as a friend, which is fine, but he just is not interested in a relationship.
Mm-mm, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, okay. This is one or another.
Do you have another question for us?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, call us and let us know what's going on and keep your avenues open.
Okay.
For new love coming in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Well, Cammy, you know we only have one caller left. I think
okay.
everyone watching, they're probably watching the marathon of The Walking Dead. That's what I think. What do you think?
Your favorite show.
I know, right? So we have one caller left, but we can hang out here for a while and see if anybody else likes to call. If not, we're going to have one of the shortest shows in history.
Okay.
Okay. I know, right? All right. Let's go to our next caller.
Well, it's Thanksgiving in Canada, so that's maybe something.
It is. That's right. And it's snowing in
Canada. Yeah, we have
our
Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. No, it's not snowing where I am. It's just looking like snow, but it's not snowing yet.
Has it snowed yet?
No, not where I am. We had rain last week, but the next, before Halloween, it will snow. It always does.
Wow, I forgot you guys have Thanksgiving. Are you celebrating the founding of Canada, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eh. I gave the turkey a miss. I don't like turkey. I'll eat it once a year, and that's it. I can't eat
like
it on New Year's, Christmas, and Thanksgiving. No, no, no. I did a very untraditional Thanksgiving.
Ha. I hear you. It's going to be pretty untraditional around here, too. Down this way.
No, it's... I don't like turkey. Don't like it at all.
But do you know what I've been finding out more? One of my friends, she's an astrologer, and she knows, like, way more about planets than I do. I know enough to hold my own with birth signs and stuff, but she's saying there's a lot of love aspects coming in.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives in Ontario. She's an astrologer, too, and she does the charts every week, and she came up with the same thing, that things are changing around love for everyone. And even with my readings, I've been seeing a lot of people that were unhappy in relationships are suddenly starting to get good relationships.
Exactly. And because it's just the aspects, like the stars are just aligning right. And a lot of people ask me how that's even possible. And I'm not sure. All I know is when Mercury goes retrograde or spinning backwards, it's Murphy's Law, people, and we're going to be going into that October 21st, which really reeks.
Yeah,
the winter solstice. Like, we really need that in the winter solstice.
It's not long, though. The retrograde isn't too bad, this one.
No, it's going to be going direct, or at least starting going direct a lot sooner. I just want to say that Cammie and I are both available for private readings on the Network of Christian Psychics, and we are on the air 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday night. And we're looking forward to taking your calls and also hearing back from some of the people we've read for, so we know what's going on, and because we're more interested than just these you're more to us than random calls on a phone. And we're always interested in knowing. Well, you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Area code 210-745-210. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's your name? And
I'm Cheryl from Texas.
Cheryl from Texas. Okay, Cheryl. What's your question?
I have a good friend who also has her birthday in October, and I was wondering if you saw us being able to spend time together.
What's your friend's name?
Tracy.
Okay. You will get to spend time together. However, I don't think it's October. I think that's because when I look at it, I get the word delay. So it might be slightly after October, but you will get to spend time with her.
Okay. So will it be this year, or do you think?
Yeah, it'll be this year. Yeah. But it just won't be October. Not October. Because I'm picking up delay, and I feel it's around something on her side. So, but you definitely will get to spend time with her.
Okay. She is. She has some things going on in her life right now, and she just needs some space.
Yeah, so, the delay is on her part, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we've spent the last 10 years together for our birthday, so I didn't know if she'd be able to make it this year or not. So
No, there's a delay, but you will get to be together this year, but I feel it's more towards the end of November, early December.
Okay. We're soul sisters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally, totally. That's, it's just that even soul sisters need their space sometimes, because sometimes no matter what good friends you are, you kind of accidentally, not you personally, but we kind of accidentally dump on people. We don't mean to, but they just happen to be there. So she just needs a little space. It's also, she needs to try to recharge a little bit. And it's nothing personal.
We might have been sharing too much, you know. It's better to have a little bit of space.
She's going through a hard time right now. There's something in her life that's not working right for her. So she needs to sort it out. But she will get to spend time with you.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be better because it'll be like all the garbage that's going on now will be mostly gone.
Oh, that tells me a lot.
So that would... Hey! Okay.
It does tell me a lot. No, I don't mean it. I'm not being facetious.
No, but it does because sometimes people just can't take another person in their space. It's like you can only take so much at one time. Even though you love her and you're there for her and she knows that. It's just that sometimes you just want to, if you're going through a lot of stuff, you just want to be, just leave me alone. Let me just get through this. Then we'll do whatever.
I can't take anything else.
I
understand.
I mean, someone says, you know, you get so overburdened. But if I hear one more person, I swear.
I know. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, but she's really a sweet girl. I can see why you guys are soul sisters.
Yeah, we are. For many
and
lifetimes, I think.
At least, yeah, about two or three. Which is interesting because not a lot of people, and I'm finding more and more, less and less people believe in reincarnation and past lives, and I totally believe it.
She's my woo-woo sister. We've done all kinds of things.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I want to hear all that on TV,
national
radio.
We did Reiki together. We did, there was a moon ceremony. We did a moon ceremony. We do fun things like that. They're all innocent, but they're just, you know, they're always based on mutual shared curiosities. It's just kind of fun, girls' fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the moon ceremonies are good, and Reiki is really good. People who do that, you know, that's really great healing and balancing.
Curious, okay. Well, I'm in a new career right now. I don't know if you have time for a second question.
Sure, we do. Actually, okay. We have a lot of time, so shoot.
I have, as part of this new career, I have to do an internship, and then I'm hoping to get a job. So I was wondering what you saw for me.
You'll get your internship for sure, and you will get your job at the end of your internship. Yes, you will. You will.
Well, I like
actually
it.
I was going to tell you, you're actually going to like it. Yes, you are. You're definitely going to like it.
Because it's going to open up new avenues for you. And really kind of get you in a better motion than you are now.
Wonderful. I'm excited about that. So I'll be finished with school in about a year. So
awesome.
A little less than a year now.
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
So you have a lot of good things coming up. Just be patient with your sister. It takes a little time. People get a little, when they get a little hurt and whatever's going on with her, people sometimes just need to curl up space time.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes, I think sometimes when you have to tell someone a truth, they don't really want to hear it, even though they need to hear it.
That's true. But, you know, it's funny. Sometimes you want things, you prefer things left in, cloaked in a little bit of a lie. And I can tell you personally, I found out that our in-laws couldn't deal with my special needs child. So they decided they were going to get a sitter so we can leave him home. I'm like,
that
what?
That is so wrong.
I know, right?
That is so
wrong. I would prefer them left me in ignorance and just had someone for him to hang out with while we were there and just disguise it as something else. But
well,
at least I know the truth. So, you know,
yeah,
it hurts.
And I
but
always teach what goes around comes around. So, you know, you
can't
treat people like that. You can't.
Yeah, well.
That is disgusting.
But that is a example, Cheryl, of sometimes truth is better hidden.
Yeah, but
you,
you never do that. That is so wrong.
I know.
I can't believe it. Their own grandchild. Or not
nephew.
Grandchild, but family.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their own family. That is so wrong.
Fear has fear can be very ugly. I see that as fear. They were afraid to deal with the child. They didn't know what to do.
Exactly. They were afraid that he was going to hurt their children. I'm like, no, he's not. Now, yes, autism does have a, you know, they can get violent, but he's never been that way or up there or around them. And I guess they just got fearful of it. So, you know, then she's like, oh, gee, I'm sorry I got you upset. I'm like, no, I love when people insult my child and want to isolate him.
That's
please
so
tell
wrong.
Me more. Yeah, so that's kind of that's kind of what I'm talking about. Some people can't really handle the truth. I can handle it now, but it just I don't know how much it should have been said. It's you know, there's always three sides to a story, they say. But,
that's true.
But that's kind of an example.
I prayed a lot about the subject because it what I shared was the truth, you know, was it a good thing to share or not, even though it's what she really wanted to hear. So I shared it with her. And I met someone recently who has the exact same situation, but it was uncanny the way it was so similar. But her response was completely different than my friend's response. So the universe
wow.
was showing me that there's you can either accept the truth and deal with it, or you can choose to deny it, and then and take that path too.
Right.
You know?
Or when they tell you the truth, it hurts you so badly it just severs all ties, which may not be a bad thing either.
True.
Depending on the situation, like with my situation, not yours. Yours is going to be fine.
True.
So that's what we're looking. That's what we're kind of looking at.
Well,
I
actually have a daughter in publishing, and I'm wondering if you see her getting a job soon.
I see her more freelancing.
Ooh. That's a thought I hadn't thought of yet.
Yeah, I see her more freelancing than I do. Cammy, what do you see for?
I see that it's going to take a while. For her to get what she wants, it's really not going to come that easy. It's going to be, a while. I can't even see it in weeks, so it's a few months at least.
Okay.
I'm getting the word February, so I'm taking it. Should be around February when she should find what she wants.
Okay.
But things are looking up, though, all the way around for you this year, Cheryl. Everything's going to work out. I just have to give it the right time and space.
That'd be so nice.
I know, right? But be sure to call us back and let us know, right?
I will. The last 2 or 3 years have been rather a test of faith and
faith.
Challenge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but I'm glad
sure
that that's
is.
Turning around. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
You.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
And blessings to you.
And
you
to
too.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was a good call.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when we get people coming through the light on that. We just remember that we are the Network of Christian Psychics. You're on the air with Ellen and Cammy. And we are waiting for, we're going to do our next call right now. Are you ready, Cammy, for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
Our caller is 856-429. 856, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from Jersey.
Another Jersey. Gosh, it's the fifth Jersey. Are we having a special in Jersey, Cammie?
It must be. Must be.
What can we do for you, Rosemary?
Whatever you can pick up for love life, job-wise, or friendship might respond to me. Whatever you can pick up that's coming up next in the next couple weeks or months.
Cammie, what are you feeling for Rosemary?
The first word I get is changes.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change. The whole thing is I'm getting the word blessings in disguise. So it's not going to be perfect changes for you. Some of them are not going to be exactly what you want. But in the end, the result is going to be better than what you could have hoped for. That is the first thing I'm seeing. There's definitely coming a lot of changes around you.
Okay. For a job?
You want to know about your love life.
Right.
It's flat.
Yeah.
It's flat. There is none, hardly. There's nothing. I don't see anything.
Well,
I'm not seeing anything of any significance, put it that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. See, what I saw, Rosemary, was she was kind of like canvassing, but I feel like, did you ever turn a dial backwards? That's what I was feeling with your love life, like you're going backwards. Like you're looking more to the past than the present or the future. And that's probably why we're not picking up on a lot, because you're not really going forward. Do you see what I'm saying?
You mean like my last relationship? Oh, I moved forward from that one. Oh, good. Thank God I got out of that one.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But you need to drop the baggage.
Yeah. I can't lie to you and tell you I see something right now because I don't. And I don't want to get your hopes up. So I'm just telling you what I see. And I'm seeing right, I don't see anything exactly right now. I don't.
But doesn't mean it can't be if you do work on some of the baggage that you dropped.
I'm not saying
him.
It won't be. I just see, don't see it right now.
You mean my baggage or his baggage?
Well, you got to drop
yours.
Both of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? You
both.
Mean me?
Yeah, drop,
oh,
I mean...
I dropped his numbers, I deleted it, I changed my things, everything changed.
Right, but you still are carrying around a little bit of resentment, and nobody can blame you in your heart and your soul. A little bit, and that's
resentment.
Okay, we get it, but you need to drop that and clear and go.
Yeah, the resentment, I should have never went out, that's the resentment. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's how
it
bad it was.
Well, we're human, it happens. You know,
right.
This happens a lot. And, you know, we were talking earlier about human and forgiveness and, you know, that type of thing. And it's okay to feel that way. But eventually we need to try to tap into some of the divine emotions of forgiveness and love and acceptance and moving forward, because otherwise we're going to be dragged down intentionally or unintentionally.
Right.
And we're not going to get what we want. And I think that, you know, you deserve to get what you want. Just have to kind of clear him out of your soul, so to speak.
Yeah, if he stops trying to find me.
Well, he can do whatever he wants, but the bottom line is that he really feels like, you know, like you owe him. And that's not good. He feels like when he's in a relationship, he feels like the women owe him. Oh, I'm the mighty one. I'm giving you my attention, therefore.
You got that one right.
Yeah.
You got that right. Right. You got it right. That's why I'm like, dude, you got to go.
No, get the heck up on out of here, son.
Right.
I understand that. You know, and it happens to all of us. And, you know, people will call us and tell us, you know, they should have done this, they should have done that, but... people also have to realize that we're human, we're mortals. if we weren't, we'd be in the divine realm of life here. You know, we're not. You know, we have to accept our mistakes. Now, we have a mistake. Do we continue it, or do we learn from it and move forward?
I learned from it and moved on completely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't like.
But you're still carrying residual. Can you meditate
meaning
that out?
What way? Meaning
can
what
we,
way?
Well, like,
mm-hmm.
like you know, when you have this sounds bad, but take it to spirit. It's given into because I'm not really great with my metaphors and similes tonight. You know how you get like you clean up a mess in your sink and you scrub, and then you, 2 days later you find residue.
Right.
Kind of like that. You've cleaned it out, but you're still having that little bit of residue. So. Cammy's really good at doing, like, little clearings. Do you think we can do a little teeny-weeny mini one, see if we can get some of that residue out? What do you think, Cam?
Yeah, I can do it. If she's
are you willing? Do you want to,
Rosemary? Yeah, because I don't want nothing. Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with him. I don't want to hear from him.
All right.
I don't want to look at his face. That sounds bad.
You need to take a deep breath for me in and out. Okay. Now, you have to visualize your heart as a fan, all right? A spinning fan. What color do you see your fan as?
The one I'm friends with or the ex?
Your heart. Your heart.
Your heart.
What color
heart?
Is your heart?
Right now, like a beet red, like mm-hmm. for me.
All right, and do you see the darkness around it?
Not really, because I've been, like, before, like, how you said it, my reading, like, I've been changing a lot. So it's, like, getting changing for the better, so I'm more energetic
mm-hmm.
and more happy with my
but
heart.
But your heart
so.
Should not be deep red, because your heart should be a lighter color. All right? So you let me know when your heart gets to be a lighter color, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to start working on it. And tell me when you start to feel it.
I feel it.
You feel it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me when your heart lightens color. It's not supposed to be beet red.
Okay. Getting there.
What color is it now?
Like a bright lightened, like
mm-hmm.
a bright light.
All right. I'll tell you. Do you tell me when it looks clear, when it's right for you, okay? And then I'll tell you what to do.
Cool. Clear.
All right. So now take a deep breath in and release it slowly. Very slow. All right, now feel the light come into you. And tell me when you feel it coming in.
Got it.
All right, and how are you feeling now?
Better.
Better, yes. And that's the way it should be.
A little lighter, too.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking.
You need to go drink some water. You're going to get thirsty after this.
Okay.
And you sleep well.
Mm-hmm. And that was just a mini clearing. We can do more intense clearings if you want to contact us at the Network of Christian Psychics. But, Rosemary, you feel a lot lighter than you did when you called us. So that's really good. And that's something that can help get that out and help a truer love come in.
And not anytime soon or whatever. Or job, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Will you call us back and let us know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess.
Get a little more excited than that. Come on.
No, the one I'm more interested in, I guess, he's not going to do anything.
Well, we don't know that yet. We just did a clearing for you.
Gotcha.
get that clearing thing, cleansing going, all right?
Yeah, because that idiot is, like, getting all my freaking nerves because he just, like, tries to smuggle himself in with my friend to see where I'm at. And they won't tell him where I'm at. Yeah, like how I said, I'm like, I got rid of all my numbers I had, changed them all, got rid of his, everything, and he's still looking for me. But that's why, like, I said it that way. I'm like, I don't want to see his freaking face.
I know.
Cool.
But eventually he won't, because he will definitely move on.
Got ya. And hopefully when I go back home, he doesn't come anywhere near me.
really?
Cool, I appreciate it.
Well, you have any time. And call us back. Let us know how things are going, all right?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Wow. And we can do more intensive clearings for people if you call us on the Network of Christian Psychics. Cammie, are you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
703-620-703, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. Eric.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Eric from Virginia.
Well, hi, Eric. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm curious about my, this is a career, we'll say, change, and I'm trying to launch a creative project on Kickstarter very soon, I hope in the next week or two. And what do you see coming out of that in terms of, I really want it to be a positive, life-changing thing, and it's a comic strip animation project that I've been doing all by myself.
Cammie, what are you feeling for Eric?
I feel you'll be successful in what you're looking for. You will be successful. Your hard work's going to pay off. In fact, I do feel that you're going to not only be successful, but you're going to get more out of it what you thought you would get out of it. It's going to work out all around for you.
Well, that's wonderful to hear because, as you can see, I've put so much work in it.
Yeah, you put your heart and soul into it. And it's a case of your hard work's going to pay off. It is going to be noticed, and you're going to do well. You are going to do well.
Wonderful. So you think that's going to happen? I'll see results from it pretty soon.
You will see results, yes. As for time, I don't control time, so sometimes time is out, but I don't see it longer than 3 months.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
No.
So 2014 should be really...
Yeah, 2014 will be a good time for you. 2014 is going to be a great year for you anyhow. You're going to make a whole lot of new connections and everything. 2014 is going to be a very good year for you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I look forward to it. As I said, I put my heart and soul in this. And then, of course, there's days I feel, is this going to come through?
Yeah. Well,
you need to believe. If you believe in it, it will come through. You mustn't doubt yourself. It's not a good thing.
And I keep seeing like you were in a group meeting with a lot of people applauding. I don't know if that was angelic thing or it was just... I just felt like a lot of applause when you started talking, so I'm thinking, wow,
that
this is going to take off.
That could be like public speaking related to the project, whether it's some thing like maybe, you know, whatever, Comic-Con. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course,
it's Comic-Con.
I'm a Walking Dead fan.
Yeah.
Of course I know Comic-Con.
So, I mean, something like that. I'm not saying it's not any... It's more like Snoopy with a sci-fi twist would be the best way to... Describe it, Peanuts with a sci-fi twist. So it has a potential to be there, but it's not but it's not anime, you know, like
it's not
like Japanese anime type stuff. So
that I don't.
But
get.
It's cute.
Well, yeah.
Well, they do have a strange. I mean, I get what you're saying because sometimes Japanese anime goes in some weird direction. I agree totally with that.
I don't get it. I mean, really. I mean, don't forget, I grew up with the X-Men and Marvel and Batman and Superman and Dungeons and Dragons back in the day and HeroQuest, so I get it. But dang, some of this stuff, not so much. I really don't get. Yeah, I know, really. And then, as you heard us earlier, I was wondering why a lot of we had a very light caller list. I said, oh, I told Cammie, I said, hey, everyone's probably watching the Walking Dead marathon. So,
well, there's
yeah,
a,
we definitely know that.
There's a government shutdown, so maybe I mean here in the Washington D.C. area. Luckily, God willing, I've been spared so far. I'm not saying that you know it's going to last forever if they don't decide in you know like in a week or two, but God has protected me there, and I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because now the politicians are waffling big time. Now they're like so afraid because they forgot this is the age of instant media. It's not like it used to be even 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Everything everybody does is tweeted, Instagrammed, whatever, and things
True.
Go viral within seconds. So they keep on forgetting what a microscope they live under now, as we all do.
And people are upset. I mean, they closed a lot of the parks here. The museums, the monuments, all that. I mean, as you've seen on the news. But
well,
one thing that makes me up. Sorry.
You saw what they did at the. You go.
At the World War II Memorial.
Yes.
Yes.
I am incensed about that. These people, you know, parachuted into Holland, stormed the beaches in Normandy.
Yeah.
They're in the Philippines. They're on the Bataan. Some of them are Bataan Death March survivors.
Yeah.
And held ground in Africa.
And
they can't go see their own darn memorial?
And let me tell you something. How many guards do you need? You don't even need anybody there. I've been there. I've passed by it many times. Actually, I pass by it every day thinking about it. It's just a piece, you know, it's pieces of stone with names and, you know, there's a fountain and how many people you need, maybe one guard, okay? And there's plenty of cops around, so I don't see what the problem is.
They had people in riot gear. They had a SWAT in riot gear.
Yeah.
I'm like, you cannot be serious. Okay, you go shoot a whole bunch of unarmed World War II veterans and see what happens, buddy. Sorry, Cammie.
It's very
gets me
sad.
Upset.
It's very
this gets
sad.
Me really upset.
So
my daddy was a veteran of Korea. My late father-in-law was a Navy medic. He was going to be deployed in Okinawa until they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gets me so irate.
Well, I think a lot of people are upset now, and they see. I honestly don't think, you know, more, I think 75% of the people who are in office now are going to be voted out.
Oh, heck yeah.
Next time, because
heck
I think people
yeah.
are not happy across the whole country.
Whether you voted
for
it or not, you're gone, is what's going to happen. Well, then we turn into a political channel. We might go back to some psychic stuff or, Eric, thanks for calling us tonight. And will
you
please
so
call us
much.
Back and let us know how it goes?
I really do appreciate that because right now I need as much encouragement because I have a lot to do, as you can see, to get this thing ready. So I'm close, but then I'm far.
No, but you're definitely getting there.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But there are other things, you know, that take away from my time. So, but you know, I try to do the best I can. So,
awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. I had
You're
a fun
very
time
welcome.
Tonight, and I will certainly be in touch with you both.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You
have a good
care.
Night.
You too.
Thank
Eric.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry about that, guys. When it comes to World War II veterans and that memorial thing, it just gets me crazy. It just gets me nuts. So let's go on to our next caller. 954-548-954, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Jackie, and I just wanted, like, an overall reading on, like, what you guys see or what the spirits have to tell me or communicate with me today.
Okay. Let me see if I can get something going here. Hey, Cammie? I'm still
talking.
I don't know. Tonight's a night of changes for everyone. Everyone seems to be going through changes. And I think it's because we're coming to the retrograde and we're coming to the end of the year. She's in for a lot of changes. I feel this past life, this past year has been like a roller coaster ride at some points of her life. And it's not going to ease out. It's going to take a while. And that's what I'm picking up right now. Excuse me.
Okay there? What I was picking up was like what Cammie was picking up, but a voice said to me, mark your place. And I had to think about that one. And I think what marking your place means is look where you are, see how far you've come, and look where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a feeling sometimes you just kind of forge ahead without taking note. Do you know what I'm saying, Jackie? There's a lot of changes. Go ahead.
Just keep. I'm trying to.
That's it's like you're. Mm-hmm. It kind of like you just kind of run ahead. You know, there's a lot of lessons and a lot of things that happened in the past that can help you with your future.
Because I'm not that impulsive. I really am someone who's very reflective, so I...
Not impulse. It's just more like moving ahead. When you move ahead, just kind of take note of how you're going. Do you know what I mean?
Trying to grasp it. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to grasp it, too, because this is what I'm hearing in my head. Mark your direction. Do you have a game plan?
Game plan in the sense of?
For your future as far as career goes? And
I mean, the thing is, I used to have a plan, but apparently, Dad was saying that's not where to go. And he told me to have a seat because what you're doing is you have to do it my way, not your way. So
there you
I'm doing it his way. So I don't really have a concrete plan to tell you the truth. I'm just taking it day by day with him.
Did you say your dad? Is that what you said?
No. Him, like as in God.
God. Oh, okay. I thought you said dad. I'm like, whoa, what happened
Mm-mm.
here? No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand God's plan. I understand that. But I'm just wondering how more you need to focus. On what you kind of want and what you want to accomplish.
Well, the thing is, what I want to accomplish is, like, where I'm at today, I didn't ever think I'll be here, right? So it's kind of, I'm just going with the flow because I never thought of this, So apparently he wants me to be in this path, so I'm just, he's leading the way, so I'm not saying no to it. So
no,
I can't really,
Cammie?
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely still stand by all the changes I see that, and they are coming and they're going to come hard and fast next year. And she's talking about God's plan. Yes, but God has a plan for her and it will be revealed in time. It's not going to be revealed overnight. It's going to take time. And I feel the plan will only be revealed towards the end of the year. And she'll know because it will come to her and she'll know it's the right feeling.
Okay.
right.
Did you have another question for us?
I mean, changes. So, I mean, does that include love and work as well? That all fits in one, or could I ask that love question?
Sure.
I'm picking up. I'm picking up more on your work than love right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. It seems like the work seems to be streaming in.
Okay.
It's just that I'm feeling that you're going to have more options open. It's probably going to be the end of the year where you were talking about, when Cam was talking about the plan being totally revealed.
Okay.
But I'm feeling those changes, too, in your work, that you're going to just see another niche that you need to fill. You might find something totally
that,
different.
And when you say that, would that have to do with anything with healthcare? Because I once was doing healthcare route, but then again, plans changed and healthcare wasn't the right path, I suppose. So would that have to do anything with healthcare?
It would be more like an independent. Go ahead, Cam.
Yeah, more independent than just healthcare. It's. I know it's to do with people and the helping of people in a healing way, and that's what I'm picking up.
Okay. That's very general. Okay, so I guess we'll see when we get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going
but
to be revealed to you. It's going to be revealed to you.
Okay.
But would you call us back and let us know how things are going?
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're
have
welcome.
A good night.
Good night.
Wow, that's the thing. You know, God has a plan, and sometimes we need to take direction and take stock of things and just kind of go with it.
Yeah, you can't argue it.
No, but you have to kind of take note of where you're going and what you're doing.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, agreed, you do.
Okay, are you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, our next caller is area code 402-922-402. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Dawn, Nebraska.
Nebraska? I thought she was going to say Jersey again. I'm just kidding. We love you, Jersey. It's just really kind of funny. What can we do for you tonight, Dawn?
Am I going the right direction with my life?
For work, love? Can you pinpoint it for us?
Just my life's direction, my purpose.
I don't see you've got a problem with the direction you're going. You seem to know which direction you want to be going, and you're following what you want to do. What do you think, Ellen?
Well, she's following her path, but I'm feeling that she wants to do something a little different. And the signs are there. I don't think you've really been acting on it, or at least you don't have to act on it and change everything. Just kind of act on it and explore different possibilities. You still there, Dawn?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. I'm like, oh, darn, not again. So, like, is this what you want to be doing?
Is what I'm wanting to be doing?
Your current path, this is what you want? Or are you looking to make this change we were talking about?
I'm not looking to do anything. I'm just seeing. If that makes sense to you.
It does in a way. It's just that one thing that we've always talked about is having actions and reactions. So you're not taking any kind of action to go forward?
Every day, every second.
Okay. So
I'm always
what is,
forward moving.
Okay, so what are you doing that you wanted to look into?
I don't really have any information for you to give you on that. I was just curious what you guys would say.
Hmm.
And
okay, Don. Oh, gosh, this log. Wow, we lost her. If you're Don,
mm-hmm.
if you're still there, sorry about that. We lost you. God, I hate
yeah.
that. It happens to me. It wasn't ever happened to me. Like, it never happened to Dr. Ginny. It happened to me. So, Dawn, if you're out there, we're really, really sorry that we lost you. So if you can call back in, we still have some time so we can finish. Right now, we have a few minutes left. So is there anybody wants to call back in? We have a few more minutes to go. And we're just talking tonight mostly about the changes that we're seeing for everybody as far as love life and stuff like that. And we're talking about people's concerns about Halloween and what not to do. And, Cammie, why don't you tell us a little bit some of the clearings that you do?
Cleansings.
Oh,
okay.
Cleansings, clearing, sorry.
Yeah, okay. It depends what a person needs. Some people have residue left from love gone wrong, and you cannot move forward if you're carrying it around, even if you let it go. You cannot move forward because your heart has still got all this negative energy around it, so you need to have it cleared, and that's what I do. I clear it. I also can clear the only thing I cannot do is cure diseases because I'm not God. But I can heal the I can alleviate the symptoms. I can make them a lot lighter than what they are, what the disease is. I can make the symptoms less. I can take away the pain. I can do a lot of those things, but I cannot make it go away completely because, as I said, I'm not God. Some clearings on people take 2 hours. Some take 10 minutes. It depends what they need. And everyone is different, and it depends how much is wrong in their life. And I can also, by cleansing and clearing you, I can change your life for the better. And that's what I do. I like to change people's lives and make them great for them. So that's what I do.
That's great, because I know you helped me out with my inner ear infection.
Mm-hmm.
Ow, thank you for that. I know. It's really been helping. It's not totally healed, as you said, but it definitely helped.
I had a friend who had toothache last night. I helped her toothache go away, too. And the swelling went down in her face as well, so she was quite happy.
Yeah, I can imagine toothaches just make you want to scream.
She said to me, I'm better than Novocaine.
Well, I don't know. Are you better than Jack Daniels? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Just a joke. I don't either.
Yeah.
I just happened to see that on TV. Well, anyway, I know we had like some time left, but we are out of callers. So we are going to bid everybody a good night. We will be on the air next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you when you want a reading, give us a call. If you like private readings, Cammie and I are both found on the Network of Christian Psychics. And I want to wish everybody a really good night and lots of blessings with this new change that's coming along. Cammie, if you would, could you hold the line?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody, and we will see you next Sunday night.